Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer Don McLean. Movie talk, movie talk.
Some people see movies. We used to see movies in theaters, but nah, we don't as often as we used to. Second verse, Donna.
I don't like being put on the spot.
All right. Now, here's something to think about. We talked about this last week. There were all of these excess tickets, like the coupon, the tickets that you get at Chuck E. Cheese. They had containers, shipping containers full of these tickets that they make for all the games, skee ball, basketball, etc., at Chuck E. Cheese locations. Chuck E. Cheese has filed for bankruptcy. They haven't been operating like normally over the last 6 months. So they had, I think, 20 shipping containers filled with Chuck E. Cheese tickets, game tickets, that they Chuck E. Cheese was asking their suppliers, please destroy these, because the $7 billion in Chuck E. Cheese tickets were worth $9 million worth of prizes. So it was real money. It's like currency. It's currency that only works on the island that is Cheese, where Chuck lives.
Right.
But still, it's like, we need you guys to destroy that so that Jim doesn't come in off the street. We have no right to refuse him. And he's just like, hey, I've got 75,000 tickets here, and I would like the best, all the top shelf stuff, blah, blah, blah. So that's what's happening in the world of Chuck E. Cheese. In the world of movie theaters, turns out movie theater popcorn sales have obviously tanked, which has prompted American popcorn farmers to find new markets. Now, this is a story on the Washington Post. Several things that I did not know. For instance, I thought that you could pop any corn kernel and it would turn into popcorn.
I think a lot of us thought that.
Well,
I think I saw something on like CBS Sunday Morning or something.
Not the case. There is specific corn that you can grow as a farmer that will pop. Ain't that interesting?
Yeah, what kind?
It's got to have, like, and this is why the farmers who make this popcorn are having a problem, because they don't have machinery microwave retail packaging. Microwave popcorn, by the way, through the roof. But those who farm popcorn specifically to sell to theater chains are having trouble, because they're like, how do we pivot this? The popcorn that they have has like a dimple in it. The corn that they have has a dimple in it, which allows it to pop into what we know and love.
I had never knew this.
Isn't this crazy?
There's so many different kinds of corn, though, isn't there? Because there's that, it called Indian corn that's got all different colors that people just really use to display? They're
right.
Not eating. Then there's corn that's used for feed.
Yeah, especially at the State Fair, you see it in that.
Yes.
That one hall with all the corn.
I just came back from the corn
crop
palace.
Art. There's a crop art?
Crop art. Yeah, it's in the crop art building.
The one hall with all the corn.
That, I'm like, look at all them corns.
Here's what they say about popcorn. Popcorn, one of the oldest types of corn. Who knew? Found in Mayan temple ruins. Is harvested at the end of September. Once the kernels are dry on the stalks. And it's different from sweet corn that we humans eat, or from field corn. It's generally called dent corn because of that little dimple that I mentioned that forms at the crown of each kernel when it ripens. It's very bizarre. There's something called butterfly popcorn with big, fluffy, like big flakes that mostly goes to movie theaters.
Oh!
There's a mushroom variety that makes a really round kernel, they say perfect for caramel corn. There is a miracle mushroom variety prized by kettle corn producers, and a kind of butterfly corn that is better suited to being tumbled in a cheesy coating.
Ew.
So now these popcorn farmers,
bless them,
are trying to figure out, what do we do now? What's going on here?
You know, and it's this trickle-down thing that people don't realize how one thing is affecting another affecting another. It's just so sad.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
What can we do to help them?
I don't think much.
Well, we could buy it in the store. I want to read popcorn with an air fryer.
Well,
home.
No,
is that
no,
the same
they're
thing?
Doing fine. But the microwavable popcorn folks, Orville Redenbacher, doing great.
No,
a lot of people
are
getting
popcorn.
This
isn't a microwave. It's in a jar, and we put it in an air fryer. Is that the same?
No, but
or
even
not an
that,
air fryer or the
you're still helping big corn. All right, I need you to think about the little corn farmers
okay,
out there.
Okay, little corns.
There's a different corn. The farmers who make this corn are different from the Orville Redenbachers, the generic microwave popcorn, even the stuff that you get there at
yeah.
home.
Okay.
This is just, they have one customer. Their customer is, let's say, AMC or Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, we don't need it anymore.
Oh, God,
let
this
me
is
read
awful.
You this sentence. I'm going to read you this sentence, and I think it's going to irritate Dawn. Blah, 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 blah. Let's cut to the end. As no. families have sheltered in place, drawing sucker from Netflixing and a fat mixing bowl of butter dappled kernels.
Oh, dappled?
I didn't even know it was
butter
a verb.
Dappled.
Butter dappled kernels. Mm. First of all, drawing sucker, S-U-C-C-O-R. Does anyone know what that word means? Is that like comfort? Would you sucker me? S-U-C-C-O-R. O-R.
Never used it.
S-U-C-C-O-R. They're drawing succor, assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. Okay, so they're drawing succor. Wow, that's a brand new word.
Succor.
Oh, succor. From butter dappled kernels. I don't like kernels. I don't like that word.
Really? Dappled. I think that's a good word.
Dappled.
Marked with spots or rounded patches.
Excuse me. We have to get that on our system. Dry heaves. Sound effect.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. That's my last one.
That's awesome.
Something I ate.
All right. Dawn, you're getting lots of responses on Twitter, by the way. About
I
your...
am. That yes. poor guy, that poor guy.
Is Steve this about grout?
Peterson 7.
Oh.
He's getting them all as well. Maybe I should delete that tweet.
Oh. No. This could
I
be a bridge.
I said sorry to him.
11-11.
I'm like, sorry.
I wish to meet Steve Peterson someday.
You know what? Maybe he'll start following us. My friend Bobby says use oven cleaner.
Oh,
on
great
your grout.
Idea.
What's Bobby's last name?
Bobby Jensen.
No! Oh, that's a name drop.
He's my buddy boo. We gotta go.
We gotta okay. do a bonus beat. Can we do a bonus beat?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, I think now I'll be curious what you know and what you don't know. They put out this list of just some like behind the scenes tidbits, facts about how some really big songs were written. Dawn has been in the music biz for a while. She's already in the know on some. I felt like they were all new to me.
I know. You wanted to talk about it and go, really? I feel like they're a little stale.
But you forget that you've been spinning records, you know, since the Nickelodeons. Many people don't have the same knowledge base that you have. You're the smartest among us. We are the pupils. You are the teacher. Did I butter you up enough? Butter dapple.
Full circle.
Back. It's Dawna and Steve. It's my talk.
Morning and welcome back to the Dawna and Steve Show right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Dawna Valentine, Steve Patterson, producer Dawn, and we've got an extra beat for you. Just that much.
Mmm-bop, ba-doo-ba-dop, ba-doo-bop, ba-doo-ba-dop, ba-doo-bop, ba-doo-ba-dop, ba-doo. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Those are the, if you really want to sing along with that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve.
You got it, bro.
Bonus tip.
That was actually all I had.
Okay.
Hey, there's this interesting list. Very interesting. Very fresh. Not stale. You're going to love it, Dawna. So, Dawna, since you already know some of these, because you're just a music know-it-all, I get it.
No, it's not true. It's just that, you know, it's been in interviews and...
People don't remember stuff. Remember, we're all disgusting and we're all idiots.
That's right. We are pretty disgusting.
Let me start with this.
Okay.
This one will wet your whistle, okay? Because you're hot for Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. Look at him. He's a little too young.
I was going to say, this would sound creepy if I, you know, if it was reversed, if it was guy to girl, it'd be like, whoa, dude, chill out, man.
Yeah, people pretty much accept older men dating younger women. Look at Hollywood.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's your beat?
Harry Styles wrote Falling. Everybody knows that song, Falling? In just 20 minutes while wearing just a shower towel with a songwriter named Thomas Hull.
I feel like he planted that.
Oh, you think
so? Just to get the girls all, you know.
Shower towel?
Oh, be sure.
What color was it? Was it white? You let your pop a color just be an accent? What color was it? He said, as I came out of the shower, he was playing. I went and stood next to him at the piano, just in a towel. And we just wrote the whole thing.
Okay.
Plan a scene, plan a half,
so you think that that's a fake story, Donna?
I feel like he's hamming it up for his female fans.
Okay.
I was stark naked when he was playing the piano. Okay. Now you're coming across like a creepy old guy.
All right.
Stevie Nicks. Have you guys heard of Stevie Nicks?
Yes.
She wrote Landslide about her difficult breakup with Lindsey Buckingham in 1974, just before they joined Fleetwood Mac. I didn't know this. Did you know this, Donna?
I guess, well, I knew that they dated. I thought they dated while in the band.
Maybe it was on again, off again.
So I didn't know all of this. No, I didn't.
Yeah, so just before they joined Fleetwood Mac is when they wrote Landslide. It's when she wrote Landslide about the breakup. And she said, quote, "Fear never helps relationships. And when you're scared about where your next money is coming from, it's really nerve-wracking."
I guess I didn't even realize the song was that old, but I suppose I did because she redid it. And I like the original version better than what she... I feel like she re-released it in the 80s.
No.
I think so.
Zert, right?
No, I'm just saying words.
Hey, man, anything...
Are you talking about the Smashing Pumpkins version? Or no?
Well, no, there's a Smashing Pumpkins version? I know there's a Dixie Chicks.
The one that most of us know, right? Smashing Pumpkins?
No.
Landslide, right?
Never... 1994. Wow.
Boy, this is a difficult song to play on the guitar. Think of all the...
I really do want you to learn that song, okay?
This song?
Yeah.
Landslide?
That song.
Yeah.
Right now.
No, it's better if you just...
on right now.
I demand it.
It's easier if you strum. You know? Because then you don't have to, like...
I thought you wanted to learn folk picking.
Folk picking, we're calling
it
now?
Folk guitar picking. The little picking.
I got to know. I got to know. This about John Lennon. So John Lennon was in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll be back.
I just want to make sure that I don't speak down to anyone. You know, maybe someone doesn't know that.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right.
He's Lennon really divorced trying his... to sauce up this segment here, isn't he? He's trying to add his personality into it and make it more interesting.
Okay.
So Johnny Lennon, the lead singer of the Beatles, huh? He divorced his first wife in the late 60s.
Cynthia.
Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude for John's son, Julian, to make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Don't me like everybody knows this.
I'm waiting for the...
It was initially, Hey Jules, but he changed it to Hey Jude because Hey Jules was too much of a mouthful to sing.
Remember the scene in Yesterday where Ed Sheeran's character is like, it should be Hey Dude. He's like, no, it's Hey Jude. And he's like, no, Hey Dude. I mean, it makes sense today.
It makes sense.
Oh, man. What a journey.
Now, this is a bit sort of an indie. So Dolly Parton, who country music singer, wrote this song, Jolene, and has a thing called Dolly World. Wait, does she? Doesn't matter. She used her acrylic nails as a sound effect while recording 9 to 5. She said, they make noise, and it's kind of sounded like a typewriter to me, and I played it on the actual record. It says Nails by Dolly on the album.
Oh, that's cute.
Here's a clip. That is a good typewriter sound.
Yeah, she just did an interview recently, and I don't know, again, with my CBS Sunday Morning, where she did that live.
Oh, she did. While singing. How cute.
She's adorbs. Oh man, is it time to go?
Oh no, I had more stuff. I was just
Steve, you were just getting started.
Well,
it's time for confessions.
Okay. 651-641-1071 if you would like to participate on the air. What's the last thing that you genuinely apologized for? Give us a call. You can go to Facebook, go to Twitter. We get into the confessional next.
Okay, it is just about 11:30. It happens to be Tuesday, so let's just do it.
I have a bit of a confession.
The confessional is open.
Can you keep a secret?
I've been a bad, bad girl.
It's Confessions with Donna and Steve. These are my confessions. On My Talk 107.1.
So Ellen made her big apology yesterday when her show returned to the airwaves. So we thought, well, what a timely way to ask the question, when is the last time you genuinely apologized? What were the circumstances? Steve, I'm still waiting.
You know, in my situation, if you have children, you're provided ample opportunities to apologize, because at some point you speak to them in a not so nice way. You get frustrated, you get snappy with them, you raise your voice with them, and then you realize, boy, you know what, I wasn't demonstrating self-control in the same way that I'm teaching my children to demonstrate self-control. So I don't know. I've had a couple of moments in the last couple of weeks where I've had to go back to a little one in my life and say, hey, Dad shouldn't have spoken like that, and that was wrong, and I need you to forgive me. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is so sweet.
You get a good... Well, it's not sweet. I mean, it's what leads up to it is not sweet, but it's, I'm trying to stay in the practice of being quick to apologize when I've been genuinely wrong with my kids. Because, you know, a lot of life is caught, not taught. And so maybe if you're modeling that behavior, there's an added benefit there to them of saying like, oh, okay,
for
this
sure.
doesn't have to be a big deal, apologizing.
Right, right. You set that example. 651-641-1071. I think I apologized to one of my siblings.
Sue.
It wasn't, but, you know, it was almost like, I'm sorry that life is too short to just get caught up in petty things. So
that's true.
I would like you to please accept my apology.
How'd she do?
It wasn't a she. Thank you.
Did Drew accept your apology or not? All right.
Yeah. It was fine. It was fine. I don't even remember what it was about. It's so stupid. You know how you just, some people, you just get on each other's nerves so much.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I'm being purposely poked.
Yeah.
You know?
From a sibling, yeah.
And it's you're just looking to pick a fight. I don't know what your deal is, so I will just gently
back away.
Think of all the arguments too, or like the mini fallings out that are rooted in one's desire to be right as opposed to living harmoniously. Like often that, like, no, you should be right. You should correct that. You should stand up for yourself in that regard. And there are times when that is really a good thing to do. And there are other times when it's like you can just forgive the person in your head without them even knowing it and move on toward harmony, as opposed to being right at what cost, you know, or thinking you're being right. Because often it's just coming from your own perspective on the situation.
Dawn,
you're honest to goodness, you're being pretty damn quiet over there.
Left through the cracks.
Sorry.
Do not. I apologize to my mom because I don't answer her texts. Like, they're so long, and they don't have any punctuation. And so there's so much to take in. It's not that I don't like it, but it's kind of rude because it's like so much. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have time to answer that right now. And then I'll go days. And I'm like, oh. And then when I think of something I want to text her, I realize I didn't answer the last one. So I'm constantly saying, oh, I didn't text you back about that. So then she just kind of, she had asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
When is your birthday?
Oh, it's not for a very long time.
Dawn, are you lying? Steve, she's lying.
What is it? It's what does it matter?
It matters to us.
Why?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what? Anyway, so I said sorry to my mom about not answering the text. At her. Why is she looking at me like this, Steve?
I don't fully understand her all the time. And sometimes I just try to mirror emotions.
Like, missed an opportunity to wish you a very beautiful, happy day.
Oh, that's nice.
We missed her birthday, I'm
hey,
sure.
Hey, happy birthday, Dawn.
Dawn, the happiest of birthdays.
Oh, my gosh. I don't care about my birthday.
I do. Would,
well, for the record, I'm not offering this belated. I am just kind of checking some boxes for the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I offer you an early happy birthday for the upcoming birthday that you celebrate.
I wasn't here for Donna's birthday, so I
you know,
feel
can
like...
we, how about this? Mm-hmm. How about we all just
we
make
just
a
don't
commitment.
Do birthdays?
Let's yeah, not
do
let's birthdays. Not do it.
Okay, let's just the great. Three of us be adults. When each of us turns a new decade, then you can send mm-hmm. it.
That's a great idea. It's just hard to keep up with. I'm already buying Christmas presents, and I'm like, oh my God, I just don't know what to do.
I know.
There's so many.
So many.
How about this? Laura said, this is our confessional, what's the last thing you genuinely apologize for? This is very honest of Laura. She said, complaining about the food that my husband made on the grill. I felt terrible.
Oh, I get it.
He was probably out there flipping burgers, thinking he was bringing in a feast. And then she popped his balloon and said, your food sucks.
Mm. Oh, it's not done.
And then she apologized to him.
That's really good. Tracy said, just now, I apologized to my 19-year-old daughter for responding last night to her phone call for the car insurance card with, are you bleeping kidding me?
Oh.
Without the edit.
Ew.
Oh, boy. It feels good to apologize because you almost feel like you're relieving yourself of something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or forgiveness feels that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just lifting that burden.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. Steve. It's true, man. Oh, what do man. They say? What do they say about the unforgiveness? It's like...
It's like swallowing poison.
Expecting the other person to die.
Yeah.
It actually just kills you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the truth, man.
Yeah.
It's the truth. How many times will you keep saying, yeah, if I just keep saying it's the truth?
Just enough until it drives Dawn bonkers.
Oh, keep going.
She's loving it. Oh, what a journey. It's interesting, guys. It's the first day of fall. And we need to take pause.
Have your tree started falling? I mean, the leaves started falling. Mine, the colors are changing, and yes. The leaves are already falling.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, what is it? September 22nd, probably like the end of the first week of October is when we'll hit maybe peak leaves around here. Maybe we would make it to the middle of October. But the bummer is, the more beautiful the leaves get, one stiff wind, and it's winter.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I know. I've never been wrong.
I know. I'm looking up to see when Dawn's birthday is.
Oh, for God's
how are you
sake.
Looking
how
it up?
How would you know that?
Are you looking up on the internet? Social Security Administration?
Don't worry about it.
I don't even know how old Dawn is. I don't even know how to celebrate her
perfect.
Appropriately.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at this list. There's a list of, are you young or old for your job, because they have the median age of people who work in your field.
What?
Yes.
Steve, you're going to have to leave early, but I think we should look into some of this.
I want to talk about that.
I do know that I was young for this profession.
Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
I think Dawn is spot on.
Oh, nice.
I think.
How about you?
Hey. I'm a little ripe.
Come on.
I'm on the casino tour. You know that.
That's how I felt whenever I was working at the old station I was at. I was like, oh no, I'm getting too old for this and they're going to kick me out. Mm-hmm. And I was 34.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, wow, I was 36 and I'm like, oh, now I'm out of the demo. I'm out of the demographic.
But you're not.
I know.
I am just about at. On the edge of the demo.
Isn't that sad? We should be able to work as long as, you know, like, what an ageist
industry.
As long as we're
relevant. Right.
Yeah.
It's so ageist.
It really is.
It is. And misogynist.
But not here.
Not here.
Not
no.
here.
For real. We're not just saying that. This is a very exceptional
here she
broadcast
goes.
Company.
It really is.
No, it is.
In a number of ways. Steve?
Steve, what would you like to say about that?
I agree. You know, I just sat through a meeting last week where our general manager on the television side of the building mm-hmm. gives a state of the state. And I, as I was listening to it, I thought, I was like, I need to send him a note just to say this, because often what we say amongst ourselves never actually makes it to the person it's intended for. But I thought, you know, this is really nice that they take the time to paint a picture of the state of the broadcasting industry, the state of our team, what's going on in our building, at other Hubbard properties, just so that you have like a good understanding as to here's where things are, here's what we see upcoming. It's just, and then they take any question that you want to put out there. Now, I put a question in, you know, and you have hundreds of people that are watching this conference live,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, you can submit a question. And so then our general manager, Rob, he's reading through questions and answering questions, and they're on the Twin Cities live set. So then I said, hey guys, to the TCL team, I'm going to submit a question right now. And since he was on the Twin Cities Live set at the host chat table, in my chair, no less, I said, I'm going to send him a note that says, hey, do you want to guest co-host with me when Elizabeth is on maternity? And so he's going through all these questions, question, and then he's answering them all. And then he said, oh, I got to a question. Yeah, I'm just going to ignore this one from Steve Patterson.
Oh.
And then he went on to read it. But it didn't go over with the comedic effect that I thought I had penned it with, but live and learn.
Yeah, sometimes when things are written down, they don't look the same.
You ain't lying.
You know what I mean? They don't feel the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you
learned that lesson for sure.
Yeah, me too.
What, Dada?
Are you coming into the studio today?
I'll be in the studio at probably about 2:15 or 2:30.
I am going to drop something on your television desk for you.
No, ma'am.
I don't know.
I didn't know he had a desk.
I don't know that he does, actually. I'm just going to walk over there.
Oh,
I was going to bake him some baked goods.
Yes. This feels great.
Yeah.
I like baked goods.
Oh, yeah. You want, but you don't eat baked goods. You don't eat bad stuff.
Yeah, no, okay. Don't waste your baking on her, respectfully.
Okay.
I gotta go.
All right, I gotta go, too.
I love you guys.
Uh-oh, all right, bye. I'm left by myself.
Bye. Dawn, right. Wrap up the show
I'll
for
stay.
Us, would you?
No, Dawn, I'll stay.
You'll stay.
Okay. Yes, let's talk about this business stuff when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Bye, Steve. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who had to leave a little bit early. Producer Dawn McClain hanging out. Okay, I'm trying to do this. Are you over the hill in your job?
Oh, God, how scary.
So I put my age. It says, how old are you? What is your job? And then it keeps telling me, missing required field, occupation. No matter what I put in there, it doesn't accept it. I put in broadcast announcer, radio disc jockeys. Okay, are you old? It keeps telling me I'm missing information. I think it's a way of telling me that I'm old.
Oh, God. So no matter what you put in there, it doesn't accept it?
No.
What?
It won't accept. Maybe it won't accept my age. Oh, here we go. I'm over the hill.
Are you?
84% of workers in my field are younger than I am. While it might be downhill from here, don't be too bummed. After all, with age comes wisdom. You might have more gray hairs than your colleagues, but you've learned a few tricks in your time, and it shows. Well, that doesn't make me feel better.
Right, exactly. It doesn't.
Jobs with the oldest workers.
Walmart greeter.
It's not even on the list. Okay. Isn't that funny? Postal service clerks, they're 49 and a half.
Okay.
Tool and die makers, 49.7. Chief executives and legislators are 48-ish. Bus drivers, 48-ish. Wow, they're considering this old? And then the young workers are like dancers and choreographers.
Ooh, there was a little salt with what you said.
Oh, dancers and choreographers.
No, I was saying it with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Military. So did you put this in our show link so people can do it too? Or what is it?
Yes, I'm going to. It's a website. Okay. It's Zipia.com.
Okay.
I will for sure link this up for everybody.
Link it up,
yeah.
Donna, we discussed this morning with B. Arthur what Project Down and Dirty could be.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Because tomorrow at 7 a.m. on the Jason and Alexis show, she'll be coming on with someone, we don't know who, two phone calls So we'll be talking to whoever our charity is tomorrow at 7 a.m. and revealing what we're doing.
Do you guys have any ideas?
So she gave us a couple of hints.
Okay.
One of them
is...
Let's
talk through this.
It has historical significance.
It's
And I'm like, well, what does that mean? It could be so many things. And then she said that Jason and Bradley will love it. We'll all love it, but they'll love it the most. And Kenny might be love it most of all.
Are we going to have to do Civil War reenactments?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I hope so.
I knew you would love it.
In our homes. I have a cousin. My cousin Michelle, who her whole family would dress up. And they live in California, and they do Civil War reenactments. I don't know if she still does it, but they would send us during Christmas time a photo of them. That was their picture, and their Christmas card was them in Civil War.
God bless them.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Or what's the expression? Bless their heart.
Bless their heart.
I mean, somebody's got to do it, right?
Do they? Or can we just leave that in the past?
Okay, historical significance. Let's think about this because, like, the Renaissance Festival.
Okay.
Is not happening the way we know it, right?
Right. Is it happening at all?
I think there might be some kind of drive-through experience.
Okay.
So I wonder if it has something to do with that.
Yeah.
The Renaissance era.
That's a good... Or is there some building here in town that has...
There's lots.
A lot of the old James buildings.
The James J. Hill House.
Right.
Which is beautiful.
But we're all doing this at home. This is a... Is it... It's virtual, I'm assuming.
I don't know how
because
that works.
We aren't leaving our homes. So what are we doing? Reenacting the Civil War through Zoom?
This is a good question. Does anyone have any ideas? Call us. 651-641-1071.
And Bradley and Jason will love it. And then she said Kenny would love it too. So I'm
so
like,
it's
well,
a dude thing.
It's got to be. I mean.
And guys love history.
Do they? And Kenny looks like he's from the Civil War.
Correct. So he'll be doing the reenactment on our behalf.
Yeah.
Gosh, Dawn, what can we do from our homes? Like, we're all going to have broadcast equipment.
It's going to have to be some performance. I think, you know, in order to, it'll probably be a large scale Zoom event.
Like a reading, maybe, like they did with
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. Maybe it's something like that.
I think it's going to have something to do with a big Zoom meeting. Like, listeners can pay to log on to the Zoom, and that's how we're going to get money for charity.
Or we'll be doing it on Facebook Live, our performance, via Zoom.
Yes.
And then they'll be...
able to donate there. Yeah.
Should we take this line?
Yep.
All right. That's our biggest fan right there. Never forgets to call once a day. I really want to think about this.
I know. We gotta, it's just,
it's gonna be, that's what it's gotta be.
And you know what,
we don't have many choices.
Even scarier is that they had something else planned and they are putting that on the back burner until hopefully next year. They had something else that has to be
give us time to look for another job. You know, I was racking my brain because I was listening to you guys on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a reference to last year. Somebody on the show did. And I'm like, I don't even remember what we did last year. And I was like hurting my head trying to remember. And then it was at MCAD.
That was so fun.
That was really fun. Yeah. I was not entirely impressed with our work, but...
Oh.
But it was very fun, and it drew at least some attention to
the
art and design. Yeah, yes, and all the various organizations that do wonderful
hopefully
things.
This person won't.
Okay, it might be ooh again. Ooh. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Do you have any ideas what we might be doing for Project Down and Dirty?
Yes, this is Donna. Donna.
Yeah, it's Donna both and of
Dawn. I have an idea.
Okay.
I think it might be Murphy's Landing that's there in Shakopee. They kind of do reenactment of things. And so then if you're doing it from home, you might be back from the 1850s or something and other eras. And then also Valley Fair is down there. But I'm thinking it's Murphy's Landing.
Really?
What? Yeah.
My
daughter did a field trip way back when she was in sixth grade and I was a chaperone and I was new to the area and I was just fascinated with this whole thing. So I was watching, I was observing what the people enacted with cooking and cleaning, excuse me, and their lifestyle there in Murphy's Landing.
Is Murphy's Landing but part of like Fort Snelling?
No, no. Murphy's Landing is in Shakopee.
Oh, Shakopee.
101.
Okay.
And I can't give you any more information because I'm from Illinois, but I lived here 22 years, but I only went there one time on a field trip as a chaperone. And they're like, come on. My daughter, Megan, was like, Mom, come on, come on. We got to go on to the next thing. But they have more historical interactions of what life was like in 1850
or
1860 or 1870. And I think that would be kind of cool. You could do that from your...
From our kitchen, we'll be churning butter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I would love it.
Milking cows and cooking with, you know, hot irons and a fireplace and all that.
Sure.
We're burning.
And then Alexis will be, got one of those looms, you know, she'll be peddling to make something.
Yes. Well, thanks. And I'm the Julie that won yesterday for your pop culture at 10:30, and I
took
on. They got to change. I'm for you. I live in Chaska. Steve's my neighbor, my buddy, yeah. But I want you, the female, to win because it's girl power, man.
That's right.
Thank you, Julie.
So change the way that you don't have to jump in at the end with tell the name of the movie. You know, change it because you always freeze, Don, and that's okay.
She doesn't like the tiebreaker.
I think the tiebreaker should only work for me.
Okay.
Or not the tiebreaker, like the help from the partner.
Oh, I see.
I don't think Steve should be allowed. I think I should
have a helper.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right. I don't know. Somehow we got to make it a little more fair for both of you.
All right, Julie. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
I listen every day. Bye.
Oh, thank you. We love you for it. Bye. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Yes, Project Down and Dirty, big announcement
the
this year.
Big reveal. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Not really. All right, we'll find out together tomorrow. Then we'll see you back here at 9. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. But yeah, listen anyway.